Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Michelle Chosudovsky, who's one of the head people over at globalresearch.ca, one of the best sources of accurate news and information on the web, is about to be joining us. Then, in the next hour, we got him, Lindsey Williams. He said on this show about 2.5 weeks ago that the U.S. was going to start a war with Russia, and he mentioned Georgia. He has oil company executive contacts from when he worked for Atlantic Richfield. He has never lied to us in the past. He's a very good source, and now it's begun. Professor Chosudovsky also has been writing for years about the encirclement of Russia. And so we got about 3 minutes before break now, and we'll come back in the next segment. He's got the total floor to break down the history, the encirclement, and how he believes this is building towards confrontation with Iran, with two more aircraft carrier groups going into the Gulf. But before, you know, your bio is so lengthy, Professor. You've worked at so many high levels of international organizations. You're an expert on Russia, on the Caucasus. This is your particular specialty. So tell us a little bit about yourself and then get into what's really happening.
Well, I'm a professor of economics and director of the Center for Research on Globalization, which is based in Montreal. And I'm the author, my most recent book is entitled America's War on Terrorism. We are really at the crossroads, I think, of a very serious crisis, because the war in the Caucasus, in effect, it's not intended in any meaningful way for Georgia to reestablish political control over South Ossetia. Otherwise, the attacks would have been conducted in a very different way. These attacks essentially constitute a provocation. They were aerial bombardments and ground attacks initiated on the 9th of August 7th, largely directed against civilian targets, including residential areas, hospitals, and the university. Can you imagine? Immediately, Russian forces intervened. And Russia knew that these attacks were going to take place. Russia also knows, and it's very clear from the press reports, that these attacks were coordinated by NATO and the United States. Why do I say that? Because in Tbilisi, you have a whole contingent of U.S., NATO, and Israeli military advisors. In fact, one of the press reports even confirmed that Israeli advisors accompanied the infantry divisions which crossed into South Ossetia. And other reports confirmed that there are up to more than 100 U.S. military advisors on hand. And just prior to these events, Georgia and the United States conducted military war games, in other words, war games. In fact, they took place in the 2 or 3 weeks prior to the August 7 attacks. And, of course, the usual disclaimer, these war games have nothing to do with the situation in South Ossetia. But immediately when these war games were completed, what happened was that they started shelling the provincial capital of South Ossetia, and this resulted in more than 1,500 civilian casualties.
Okay, we've got a break, Professor. Short break. We'll have 15 minutes with you on the other side. So a classic provocation at the university water treatment plant, other facilities that already turned the water off a month before the South Ossetia to break them down. Then a sneak attack on civilians to create a provocation to suck the Russians in. Why is that happening? And then, of course, you have 1,000 Marines with the Israelis in a drill as a smokescreen to build the troops up around South Ossetia as a smokescreen for the sneak attack.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calventure soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
History of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to one of the chief global research writers, Professor Michelle Chosudowski. Let me tell you who we have on this show. People who have accurately, over and over again, predicted and charted what is going to happen in the months and years to come. This is a guy who's always been accurate about government-sponsored terrorism, about the economy, about what's happening in the Middle East, Central Asia, Russia. Now, for those that just joined us, he went over the sneak attack, which, as I said in the first hour, we concur, was meant to draw Russians in. The Georgians knew that they would be repulsed. Some are saying it might have been a test of Russian resolve, but I think they knew what response they were going to get. And now it's meant to draw Russia in, just like in 79, 6 months before the Soviets invaded. Operation Cyclone, they attacked the Russians to get the Russians to come into Afghanistan. That's not taught on, you know, television and mainstream media, but it's in the mainline textbooks. Just like they attacked the Serbs using Albanian Al-Qaeda, the Serbs fight back. The media says, oh, look at the Serbs viciously attacking. Professor, I want you to cover what's really happening now from the point of why they've launched the attack. But first off, the first two or three days, I had people arguing with me in radio newsrooms, at TV station I happen to be at, on the street saying Russia attacked Georgia. That's how bad the Western media is spinning this. Now the public is finally finding out that, no, it actually was Georgia that attacked Russia. But it's amazing to me that the public is so out of touch that the mainstream media could try to get away with that.
Well, the mainstream media often contradicts its own assessments and figures, because I looked carefully at the reports that came from the BBC, and the BBC said at least 1,400 deaths in South Ossetia, and they reported essentially the air and artillery bombardments, leaving the capital without water, etc., etc. And then they turn around and say casualties incurred in Georgia, something of the order of 63, blah, 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 going up to 130, 37 civilians and around 130 dead in Georgia. Now, if Russia had attacked, the figures would be reversed. It's obvious from the civilian casualties that this was an attack by the Georgians, which was coordinated, as I mentioned earlier, by the United States and NATO. There's absolutely no doubt to that effect, that this was not something which the Georgians implemented on their own volition.
And now we have the Russian president, Russian generals, and others openly coming out and saying they know the U.S. Is behind all of this. This is a huge geopolitical escalation led by a vanguard of Ukrainian and Israelis involved in the shooting. Please continue with why they've launched this provocation now.
Well, I think it's the most serious showdown in Russian-U.S. relations since the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. What they want is first, they want to confront Russia more generally in the region, not only in the Caucasus, but in the Central Asian Middle East region, where, of course, Russia also has oil interests. It's an ally of Iran, and so on. And there's another factor, I think, which is very important. As you mentioned earlier, there are now five strike carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. Persian Gulf, Arabian Sea, Red Sea. Following the completion of these war games, which took place off the northeastern Atlantic coastline, out of Norfolk, Virginia, these were war games which were entitled Operation Brimstone. They involved the participation of Britain, France, Italy, and Brazil. And upon completion of the war games, the entire joint task force sailed for the Persian Gulf. And they said very explicitly, Operation Brimstone, the objective is aimed at training for operation in shallow coastal waters such as the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, and it is intended to display U.S. and allied combat capabilities as a warning to Iran. It's very explicit, because usually when they have these war games, they say we're going to attack Syria or whatever. You know, they invent the name of a country. Syria was used in earlier war games. In fact, it was China. But in this particular case, they say very explicitly these war games are intended to prepare for a naval blockade of Iran, which is tantamount to a declaration of war, and this entire
well, a blockade, Professor,
heading for the Persian Gulf.
Well, Professor, as you know, a blockade is the most ancient form of warfare or
absolutely.
Total warfare. It is naval siege.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But I think what's happening now is that you have the events in Georgia, which evidently are distracting Russia from the broader military agenda of the United States and coalition forces, because Russia is also firmly opposed to these war threats directed against Iran, which are illegal. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to attack Iran. Even the CIA's national intelligence estimate last December stated very clearly that Iran does not constitute a threat to global security. So that, in effect, why are they attacking Iran? Because Iran has 10% of global oil and gas reserves. And that is five times those of the United States of America. That is why they want to attack Iran. And Russia is a countervailing power in the region, and so is China. Both countries have military cooperation agreements with Iran. They are members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is a military alliance. Iran is an observer member of the SCO. So what we're dealing with potentially, if the United States goes to war against Iran, together with a number of coalition countries, including France, Germany, Italy, and it seems Brazil is also prepared to go along with it, because they sent a warship for the war games in Virginia. So,
well, sir, we've seen this over and over again in history. This is how wider regional conflicts and, of course, the first two world wars began, are all these alliances. And as you said, the sneak attack on these Russian enclaves, the numbers are well above 2,000 coming out now, all these buildings collapsing on people, vicious sneak attack, the demonization of Russia. This is almost like it's a prelude towards wider demonization and clashes with Russia. Meanwhile, going back 6 months ago, the Russian foreign minister continues to threaten even nuclear weapon usage against encircling forces, moving military hardware, missile systems, radar, encircling the old Soviet Union. So it does appear that the PNAC plan of finally engaging Russia in a world war will happen. I mean, do you think the neocons are strongly considering having a nuclear war?
Well, I think that there are people in the Bush administration who are sufficiently diabolical and crazy and insane that they would, and also, I mean, you've got General Petraeus as well, that they can, and you've got the U.S. Congress, which are going along with this, that we could have a war on Iran. A war on Iran, as I've mentioned previously in many writings in the last 3, 4, 5 years that we've been covering Iran, is that even a limited bombardment of Iran's nuclear facilities will escalate, because Iran has capabilities of retaliation. It would attack U.S. military facilities in Iraq, in the Persian, in the Gulf states.
It's going to block the Strait of Hormuz.
Of course, is also part of this coalition, which really, and you can well imagine what that implies. The whole region would blow up. And
do you think they're getting ready to hit?
I've never made any kind of predictions. I've pointed to the fact that these war plans are real. Okay. And war plans are real, and we have to take them seriously. But we're not privy to when and if those decisions will be taken, will take place. There are lots of countervailing forces within the United States military. Fortunately, there are people in there who are sane and who understand that this is a suicide policy by the neocons. But on the other hand, we must understand that in the U.S. military, you obey orders. And if some wacko in the White House, let's say Cheney or Bush, press the button, well, then the whole command structure actually goes into full play.
He is Professor Michelle Chosadowski, globalresearch.ca. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
One life, and Dick Cheney's going to live it up. Yeah, he's taking fight. He says he'll never give it up. Yeah, like Napoleon and Hitler. Yeah, we'll send in Israelis and Ukrainians and Marines to blow the hell out of Russians. And we'll tell our idiot public they attacked us and they'll believe it. Well, if you think we're going to sit around and let them destroy our country, you got another thing coming. Final segment with Professor Michelle Chosadowski. I'm going to get him back up in the near future for a full hour. Very busy with all of his work. Got about 4 minutes left, sir. Break down how you think things, at least historically, will probably unfold with Russia's past activities. Will they take more of Georgia as a security zone? That's what I would do. It's theirs in the past anyways, historically. It's not like Poland or something that was never theirs. And then where do you see things extrapolating out with the election either way, bearing on if they'll attack or not?
Well, things are happening at this very moment. As we documented at globalresearch.ca, I think we must understand that Georgia is a NATO-U.S. outpost. In 1999, Georgia signed became part of a military alliance with NATO. It also had extensive bilateral military cooperation with the United States as well as with Israel. There's been a build-up. I think that Georgia's role in has been very clear from the outset. It's to confront the Russians, not necessarily to confront them in any meaningful way militarily, but it's an act of provocation, and essentially it serves to create instability in that entire region. Georgia has borders with Azerbaijan. It's very important from the point of view of the oil industry in the region, because Georgia is the transit country for the what is called the BTC pipeline. It sounds like a bacon sandwich, but it stands for the Baku-Tbilisi-Ceyhan pipeline, which brings Caspian Sea oil to the Mediterranean. So that all this is very important. And what the United States wants to do is to break Russia's role in that region, destabilize, and ultimately also, as I said, distract Russia from supporting Iran in an upcoming either in terms of an embargo on trade in the Persian Gulf or a military attack, which has been in the pipeline for several years now.
Professor, let me throw in one more question here. I noticed starting on Friday throughout the weekend, there was also a concerted effort by British financial assets, New York financial assets, and European Union assets to put pressure and drive down Russian markets as well. So we see an economic attack as well.
Well, that's true. I mean, the Russian financial institutions, first of all, are very fragile because they are integrated by Western financial institutions. But on the other hand, Russia as well as China hold large amounts of U.S.-denominated debt.
That was my next point. Could they start dumping it?
Oh, they certainly could, and we just posted a very interesting article by Mike Whitney, which says, watch it, because Vladimir Putin could start dumping the Fannie Mae the Freddie and Fannie Mae.
Professor, is this not, I mean, in historical perspectives, and I'm somewhat of a history buff because it's so interesting, but from your perspective, your educated perspective, is this in the scale of military affairs not an extremely reckless move and escalation we're seeing?
I think it is reckless on the part of the neocons, because they are overstretched, and any military analyst will confirm that. It's not comparable to any other period in recent history. The United States is overstretched in Iraq. It's overstretched in Afghanistan. It's facing a major financial meltdown. And in other words, you're entering into a World War III scenario with extreme weaknesses, And I fear, again, that under those circumstances, they may, in fact, resort to nuclear weapons.
Okay,
which
Professor.
Time and again that they could use them against
Iran. Yes, the neocons may use nukes. I want to say bye to you. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of the horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The neocons did a bad, bad thing. But they know they have a zombie public that'll believe anything. So why not?
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in?
Oh, you love your neocon masters.
You ever try with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you?
Oh, no, so.
You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to walk through, walk away?
Walter, Tom, Joe, Travis, Maria in Deutschland. We're going to go to her first. We'll go into your calls here in just a few minutes. Lindsay Williams, who predicted all this, what, 2-3 weeks ago on this show. I could pull the clip up. You all remember it. People are freaking out over it, saying that the U.S. would start some new war with Russia, with their provocations in the next few months, that oil prices would start plunging. But after they're done plunging them, then they're going to jack them right back up again. Now, he could be right, or this could be cyclical, because they always jack them up to an all-time high in July, then lower them down in August into the fall, and then start raising them back up in the spring and the summertime. So it'll go from $1.50 to $2 during the summer, and then back down to $1.50. And then it'll go to $2.50 and then back down to $2. Then it'll go to $3 during the summer and then back down to $2.50. Then it'll go to $3.50 and then back down to $2.50. Then it'll go to $4.50 and then back down to $3.85. I don't know. But I know this, they're printing money like it's going out of style. They're devaluing the dollar. And they've done this every few months. They'll jack the dollar back up, but never as far as it's already fallen, and it falls even further. I hope it doesn't keep falling. Why is the dollar suddenly going up? Well, because the world's saying, man, the Americans are crazy. They may actually end up being on top. They're willing to sneak attack the Russians. Oh, you know, buy dollars, buy dollars. But you understand it's only gained a couple cents. You know, it's done that many times. But if you look at a long-term graph, a one-year graph, a two-year graph, a five-year graph, it's going straight down. Just type a five-year dollar graph or type a five-year gold graph. Gold's going straight up, dollar's going straight down. So time will tell on this, but Lindsey Williams' predictions are getting a little too uncanny now. I think he's a moral good guy, and I know he worked for Atlantic Richfield. I know he put out info that was accurate about Prudhoe Bay. That's been independently verified by Congress. But now he says this former oil company executive, it doesn't leave much to the imagination. We know what company he worked for. He's listed the man's name before, but doesn't want it said now. Calls him up and says, you and your family are basically going to be dead. We're going to kill you if you don't shut up. But you can go out and tell people that this is our master plan. Ha, ha, ha. And he got this call when his hour-long speech he was giving, that we promoted here years ago on DVD, when he would be a guest on, made it on YouTube and Google, number one video for weeks on end, tens of millions watching it. The bankers did not like that. So I don't know, man. It's bizarre what's going on. These people walking around saying they're bored. People walking around saying, oh, you know, life's so boring. Oh, all I do is go out and party at night and go see movies and drink beer, and my life has no meaning, nothing matters. You're decadent, folks. People that have that attitude, life is incredible, it's beautiful, it's dynamic, it's horrifying. It's all there, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we're on the edge of major global crossroads. That we're at the crossroads now, as we keep telling you. We kept telling you they're going to try to start a war with Russia, start a deal with Iran, and they may just do it, boys and girls. America out there preemptively attacking nations. And the neocons have said, yeah, we don't have the military to do this conventionally, but we may use nuclear weapons preemptively. And now they're menacing Russia, who has nukes. I mean, this is unprecedented. And I agree with Chasadosky. That's what I've been saying week after week here. The escalation that we're seeing just with Iran makes the Cuban Missile Crisis look tame. And now this new situation, as I said Friday, dwarfs the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, all Americans were concerned about that and were watching and listening then. Most Americans don't have any idea. I did samples. I mean, I would ask people at stores, restaurants, hardware store, radio station. One guy didn't know what was going on, thought Russia attacked Georgia. Another guy in the hallway got real smart mouth with me. Because he's an American patriot and I'm not. I mean, it's good to just believe the media and... and just, I mean, it's incredible. It is so amazing. Okay, so I said I'd go to your calls. I do want to let you know that in the next 30 minutes on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, in the next 30 minutes, you will see the new Fabled Enemies 2-minute trailer. Now, there's going to be another trailer coming out in a week about this trailer is an overview. There's another trailer coming out about the Israeli connection in about a week. They're still working on that. And there'll be one more trailer that comes out the last day of this month, the last day of August. And then the film comes out September 1st at Infowars.com. You can see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the DVDs are being manufactured this week. We will have them in our little hands coming up within a week and a half, and we'll be shipping these out to you. In fact, by the end of the week, Burmese is in there doing a write-up on it. I mean, we're rushing to make all these so fast that we haven't even finished. I mean, it's got a short blurb on the cover, but a longer synopsis of the film. We are rushing. We're uploading it to PrisonPlanet.tv right now, but it won't be available till the 1st. But so my writers, Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson, Steve Watson, can write reviews of Fabled Enemies. And it's up to you to get this film out. Truth Rising is available right now at InfoWars.com. Endgame, Terror Storm, Director's Cut, all available at InfoWars.com. It is so important to get the word out about who really staged 9/11. Because when you realize we got psychos, they don't just blow up a ship or kill some Marines and blame it on somebody. They will fly hijack remote-controlled jets into buildings. I mean, these guys are reckless to the max. They are arrogant. They are, you got to hand it to them, very daring. I mean, it's daring to blow the daylights out of the Russians. That never happened during the Cold War, folks. The old-timers, who were actually been in combat and were real men, weren't complete psychopathic demons. And they would never do a sneak attack on Russian troops and kill them for no reason. I mean, it's a whole new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in a whole new ball game. And we are dealing with an extremely reckless enemy of liberty who is, well, the neocons have said it in hundreds of think tank documents, in Rand Corporation, PNAC, CFR. They've all said, we got the power, we got the nukes, we got the space particle beams. We've got the bioweapons, the chemical weapons. Bush, in the last 7 years, has built 35, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. They're churning out, according to the Baltimore Sun, thousands of gallons of liquid death, was the term they used for the bioweapons. I mean, they are not playing games. I mean, they're creating chimera species and letting them out in open air to spread into the biosphere with all sorts of plants and animals dying all over the U.S. and Canada. They're creating human animal clone hybrids. They're just nanotechs being released. I mean, you know, hadron heavy colliders to cross the streams, as they say, and all the top quantum mechanics physicists say, well, it could destroy the Earth, but that's a low probability we're going to do it. I mean, it's just craziness. It is as if hell's gates were released and the hordes of hell were turned loose through the United States on the world. And they're just completely psychopathic, and they want to see blood and destruction and death. And let's go ahead and play the audio exclusive here. You're hearing it here first. It's going up on the web. PrisonPlanet.tv members will be able to watch it in high quality. It'll be up on YouTube in the next 30 minutes. Again, here is the Fabled Enemies, but it doesn't do justice to it without the video. But here's the audio to Fabled Enemies.
The relationship between Bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done, they wanted Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camp?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear of any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first trailer for Fabled Enemies. There'll be two more. It'll be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com here in just the next 30 minutes or so. We need your help getting this out to everybody. I know I said I was going to have the contest announcement today on the 19th, We're going to announce, it'll probably be on the 20th, right before I go to the DNC. We'll announce on the 20th, but that's the last day for the $5,000 prize and some other prizes. There's a $2,000 prize for internet censorship video, and I can pretty much tell you who won. I can tell you who got the most views. Nobody even got close to them, but I need to go ahead and officially say who the winner is and announce it. Then I need to go through and today and see who made the best $1,000 prize, Truth Rising fan trailer. And we're trying to get, you have to submit it to our email, contest@infowars.com. It's on the page. A lot of you are like posting it on the site, you know, on the message board saying, why aren't I on the contest page? Well, you got one poor guy, Kurt Nimmo, doing all the jobs. You got to make sure you email it to him so you can get it posted. So tomorrow we'll announce who won the $2,000 prize and the $1,000 prize. Right now, let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Maria in Deutschland. You're on the air, Maria.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're dealing with a neocon-style client. I think that genie's out of a bottle, you know, made in the laboratory. Part of us, you know, like how they do hybrid animal-human breed now in the UK, yeah? They legalize that now, yeah?
Human-animal creatures, yeah. Mainstream news, and we cover BBC, AP, Reuters, and people write articles saying we all wear tinfoil hats because we don't like turning humans into animals. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the Queen, I think they have had a secret breeding program. Well, they do that stuff, and I do think that Bush and Blair and a lot of them are breeding from the Queen of England.
Well, there's no doubt about that. In fact, the entire elite in England and the U.S. Are related to the Queen.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Rothschild, Rothschildren.
By the way, the big genealogy sites have done studies. They found basically the same numbers. MSNBC reported on it back before the last election in 2004, that only about 3% of the population is closely related to the British royalty in the West. Well, then why is it that every one of them, Barack Obama, John McCain, John Kerry, George Bush, they're all related? George Bush and John Kerry, George Bush Jr. and John Kerry, are related on every side of their family. They're third cousins, six cousins, nine cousins. And you know, people say, well, how does that work? Because everybody's related to everybody. It's like all Boston Terriers are related to Boston Terriers. It is a breed. Colin Powell is royalty. And he is now a Grand Knight Commander, by the way, which only a bloodline is supposed to be able to have. That's a commander of the knights, the Queen of England. It's disgusting. In fact, hey, Aaron, I am to them, him saying he's the Grand Knight Commander. Yeah. Anything else, Maria?
That their genie is out of a bottle? I mean, that they were created in a laboratory. That is not a bloodline, but a test tube. You know how they say YouTube. I mean, that is just another one of
Who knows, Maria? I just know that we're living in a complete crazy land. Maria, thank you. I mean, we live in the Twilight Zone. Walter in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to talk to you about some solutions to maybe help in bringing down this new world order. And I think what you're doing is absolutely great and really damaging them with your radio shows and the DVDs and everything. I do still have some hope that we can take back our states, and I think that's where the battle's going to be.
I agree. Instead of getting 60% presidential race voting turnout and 8% on average locally, we need to get 80% local and realize the enemy has seized the presidency.
What I've recently done, I've formed these committees of safety and it's an educational thing with like DVDs that you're putting out to educate our neighbors, and the committees that we've set up will work with our state legislators because they're the ones that live right in our hometowns. And the whole thing that we're focusing in on is revitalization of the constitutional state militias. We have a lot of history here, 250 years of colonial and state militia acts, and it just needs some life breathed back into it. The structure of it should be grassroots up, electing our officers from right within our neighborhoods up instead of top down.
And you've got to have a code of conduct to shut out provocateurs.
Yep.
And at the same time, it'd be even good to get, say, a mayor to be a militia commander to make it more establishment so the media has trouble demonizing it.
Exactly. And that's who we want, part of it, are the people recognized within our communities that are because that's the whole, what it always was, right from the very colonial days.
Exactly. It wasn't the police against the people. It was the constable and the sheriff leading the militias. And what's wrong with having our local sheriff have a, quote, militia to defend? It's basically civil, what's the term that they had before World War II and after the, what was the term they had for the public? In case of attack or in case of emergency, they had a term for that. Oh, it's driving me crazy.
Civil defense?
Civil defense.
Okay. Well, the thing is that we're really... I've worked a lot with Dr. Edwin Vieira. He's really been focusing in on this, and I wish you could have him up sometime on your air.
Dr. Edward Vieira,
he's a
gold
friend expert. Of Ron Paul's. He's most known for, he's a constitutional attorney.
Yeah, gold. I got to let you go. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Hey, everybody. If you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to efoodsdirect.com right now. efoodsdirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood an old cabin made of earth and wood.
Alaska. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
I listen to you 24/7, 365. Up here in Alaska, we're sitting on the oil, the nukes, and a bunch of Russians right next door. I called before about the Barksdale Minot, Broken Arrow number 6. All this stuff seems to be coming into play right now. And, you know, I'm really not sure where we're going to go, but we had trying to take this back politely through the process, which we're being locked out of through the voting machines. And, you know, I worship your show. You are my religion. And,
well, don't do that, because
No, because I hold no religion, because God has no religion, and I love Jesus Christ. And I do feel as though false teachers will be cast into the deep ocean. And that's why I had a couple other guys call up and talk about this Kent Hovind and DrDino.com, and he talks about the age of the earth, and you're so wise in your way, and every day I rely on your information to live, to get by for my family and my people, and I plan it accordingly because of you. No fluoridation, no tobacco, no alcohol, dry powder, a lot of food stocked up, well water, and, you know, you start getting into all this stuff and you're so knowledgeable, but then you won't even look into Kent Hovind's Age of the Earth, which proves that 6,000 years ago, dinosaurs walked with people, and the conservation of angular momentum.
Bro, here's the deal. I think I've actually had him on like many years ago. I don't get into those big debates because everybody fights with each other. I believe in God. I don't believe in this false fight that science picked with religionists and you know what's happening there. You know, I'm just here trying to stop World War III with Russia. I don't want to attack Iran. I'm just a radio talk show host. You see, you listen to me every day, and that I'm, quote, you know, everything to you. I'm just an average guy with trying to bring you the best guest and trying to study what's happening to try to be accurate and do the best job we can. We are flawed. We make mistakes. I don't get into the partisanship. Like, I've had people demand that I come out and bash and attack Catholics. I'm not Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. And I've said, no, I'm not going to do that. But I do have guests on that talk about the Catholic Church pushing for a new world order. That isn't enough for the Catholic bashers. I bash Pat Robertson for calling for, you know, all this stuff. And the Protestants get mad at me. I just try to shy away from all of these religious, infighting and things that are going on. I mean, that's what you opened up with, was saying that you don't know why I don't, quote, you know, get involved in this big debate about evolution and the rest of it. I've exposed that the evolutionists came out of eugenicists and believe that humans basically need to be exterminated, the vast majority of us, and that they're very, very bad people, and that they're dehumanizing humanity and claiming we're all just basically mackerel fish, and that old people need to be killed and all the rest of this sickening stuff. And I made a film about it called Endgame. And then I got bashed by all the Darwinists because I criticized him as the father of the modern eugenicist movement with his cousin Galton. And I don't even get into evolution in the film. I just cover what else they believed and how social Darwinism, saying the elites have a right to kill us and enslave us because might makes right. The fact that they're in power means that they're able to do all this. And then I get bashed by the evolutionists when I didn't even get into evolution. I said social Darwinism, an offshoot of evolutionary theory, which says we're all basically animals and the elite needs to kill us. So I'm just not going to get off into these debates with people. I'm just going to keep covering the news, and we're going to do that when we get back with more calls than Lindsay Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.